This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. It's a live edition with Mark
Puke
and Johnson.
That's right. Not anything like what you're expecting to hear on this Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got
they weren't.
Yep, Puke sitting in from
From PukeandTheGang.com.
Yeah,
a podcast.
Nobody
would ever want you to listen to, especially least of which your mother. We do the.
He's naughty.
we were here on FTL, me and Andrew and Nick, who's the only ones left now. We did the Sunday shows years ago, and then we started doing our own show.
You were doing the Sunday show before the Sunday show was on the radio.
Oh right, yeah. It was like the test Sunday show, and.
Like, essentially, we decided things went well, and we kicked you guys off.
Yeah.
And you had to have, do something, right?
I'm pretty certain it's because you saw the directions we were taking the shows, and you said, we got to get these guys out of here before they ruin our reputation.
It had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, tonight's going to be one of those, try your best not to lose any affiliates nights.
Don't curse.
Free Talk Live's podcast should be so popular as Puke in the Gang, for God's sakes. That thing's really awesome.
Well, it does well. We basically are several guys and whoever else comes on, and we've had different people in the past, but it's mainly me and Andrew and then Nick. But anyway, we love to just talk about things in an irreverent manner and humor and cursing and having fun drinking beer. It's not necessarily a libertarian show, but we are libertarian liberty folks, and so that kind of comes out. But mainly we just like having fun and being a comedy show, and we definitely talk about things that your mother would not approve of.
Well, it depends on your mother, but indeed.
Very true, but
unless
I think...
you're Andrew's mother, in which case she listens in.
Mine, who has listened, and it's terrible. It's terrible to know that fact, because we talk about everything. Everything sexual-related, bathroom-related, whatever. You know, wherever the story takes us. When you get into malt liquor, and you're recording a conversation amongst friends... it gets interesting, so to speak. So check it out.
Especially when you start talking about those edible complex issues.
Well, thanks for sitting in with us, Puke.
Certainly, absolutely.
Ian is off seeing a play that is done by our normal Wednesday night host, Johnny Ray.
He's getting cultured. Huh?
Yeah. Well, he's an actor, along with being our janitor, and he. He's doing The Importance of Being Earnest, so Ian's going to support him and see the play and have a good time. So.
Yeah, sounds good. It'd be interesting. I'd like to be able to see stuff like that, but I never find out about it until it's too late. And it's always, some weekday night, and I never find out about it.
You can go tomorrow. But we've got a really interesting story this evening. We've got, apparently, 4chan is up to more shenanigans.
More no good, as usual.
Now, give us a little bit of history. This organization apparently... 4chan's...
I thought it was one hacker named 4chan.
That's a joke from CNN. Who is this 4chan guy? Turns out that 4chan's a message board on the internet.
An image board is really the, I guess, the technical term for it. It's
more like
it's completely anonymous, and mostly impermanent.
And they do, they just do nonsense. For instance, they'll find voting things. I remember the Mountain Dew. This is my favorite one. My favorite one is the Mountain Dew one, where they, Mountain Dew said, vote on the name of our new soda, which is a pretty innocuous thing to do unless 4chan exists.
Unless the internet finds it.
In which case, I believe that the winner was, by a long shot, Hitler did nothing wrong. Do. They've done all kinds of silly things like this, and I'm sincerely hoping they're silly.
What flavor would that be in?
I have no idea. A lot of times I feel like they're being silly. Sometimes I feel like they've definitely crossed the line into horrifyingly mean. And
this one probably crosses that line.
Yeah, it seems like it might.
Just maybe.
Who's the gal from Harry Potter? The young lady who played Hermione and
Hermione. You mean Emma Watson?
Emma Watson. That's the one.
Apparently, she gave some feminist speech a couple of days ago, and 4chan has been hassling her too over. I don't know what.
Yeah, I believe she was part of the nude photo scandal.
Did they hack nude photos? I'm going to have to research this.
Yeah, there was a hack.
They were threatening to release nude photos of her. I don't know what that means precisely. So,
well, at any rate, they spawn most of the memes that you find on the internet. Like, they're pretty much the source of that. They are also who spawned the organization Anonymous. 4chan spawned that.
Okay.
They're pretty much a spawning pool of things that happen on the internet is what 4chan has historically been. I don't know if it still necessarily is that, but it's certainly a likely place and a likely hub for some of that stuff to happen. So what has happened is that 4chan has recently rightly been blamed for many unsavory internet things. The celebrity nude scandal, the dangerous bikini bridge meme, the brief virality of the self-harm hashtag cutting for Bieber. They were responsible for that. Yeah.
See, you know, like cutting for Bieber, right? Like it's funny unless you are the parent of a 13, 14, 15-year-old that is what might possibly cut themselves.
Right.
I'm hilarious.
Just amused that to me, it's kind of like the Darwin Awards, right? Like, if you're cutting yourself and it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's probably a plus for society.
It's
as sad as that statement is.
Right.
But,
I mean,
seriously.
It's kind of the way it is for me. It's like, you know what? You don't want to die. Don't cut yourself. But I got to admit, when I was in high school, you know, I was trying to make this little scar on my arm, you know, like instead of a tattoo, I wanted a little scar. It's not even visible now. Shows how dedicated I was to cutting.
You didn't, it didn't go deep enough.
It's like I was scratching myself.
Yeah. Oh, I found out when I was deployed in Iraq, I got bored. We had a week-long chunk sometimes of guard duty, and I found out if you scratch the back of your hand very lightly with a knife, like it doesn't even really hurt, but 2 days later you got a nice scab there.
Yeah.
And it looks like a deeper cut than it really is. So I found out you could carve like FTA in your hand 3 or 4 times, and then eventually the sergeant finds it, and you got to go talk to the health guys, and the first sergeant's yelling at you, and then they take away your gun.
So FTA would be like FTW?
Except the Army is what that stands for. Or fun travel and adventure.
The other thing.
Yeah, that's what you try to convince the first sergeant. That's what that meant.
Yeah.
He didn't buy it.
Yeah. I'll bet.
He yelled at me.
Well, continuing, now the denizens of one of the internet's least principled places are attempting to propagate another tasteless meme. She's called Ebola Chan. And she's some cross between a prank and a witless joke and a truly vile strain of racism. Have you welcomed her into your heart yet? Asks one post on 4chan's politically incorrect message board or /POL/. I'm talking, of course, about Ebola Chan, the viral goddess of love and Afrocide. Our shrines and incantations give her strength. Ebola Chan is not, needless to say, a goddess anywhere outside of 4chan's diseased imagination. The character is a /POL invention, a cartoon mascot for the virus that could infect 500,000 people within the next 4 months.
Ebola is pretty serious stuff right about now.
Yeah. In fan art, of which there is surprisingly quite a lot, she's depicted as a pointy-chinned, wide-eyed anime character with pink pigtails that curl into the shape of the virus. Wherever she's posted, there are users are expected to reply with choruses of, "I love you, Ebola Chan," or "Thank you, Ebola Chan." But of course, they reply with all kinds of stomach-turning stuff as as well, like hopes for Ebola to wipe out all of Africa, other continents or demographics, and to otherwise remove the subhumans, as one particularly racist post put it.
It's hard. You know, like, I guess I'm expecting 4chan to be funny, so I want this to be funny, right? And I expect 4chan to be, I don't know, progressive in this area, in the area of race, so I want this to be a joke, right? And I think a joke's a joke, but I don't know
whether
I think
this
is a joke.
How far does this joke go, yeah.
Right. I don't even think that. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-457-3.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
I love Ebola Chan. This is puke.
That's puke.
And Johnson.
855 450 free. We've been talking about what's going on with 4chan. Not only are they hassling Emma Watson for what appears to be, I don't know. I mean, like, I guess her.
Because she's hot and she's an actress.
She's got
so
an opinion.
Why not?
They were leaving her alone. She was a hot and an actress before they started bothering
her. Oh, right.
Her.
Then she had an opinion. That's,
she had an opinion on feminism.
Shoot. Yeah, and that's that'll do it.
I can't say I entirely agree with her opinion on feminism, but.
But nothing riles up the internet nerds.
Yeah.
Like
indeed.
Feminism.
Indeed. I've got to say that they've gone farther than I'd be willing to go in that particular arena. Great coffee. You can get a pound of delicious coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Yeah, this is a segue.
Super segue.
Yeah, no segue.
Segue, man.
It like fell on the floor, and I just picked it up.
I was happy because I was like, what good coffee? I want some of that right now.
It's really good coffee. You can go get a pound of 100% organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee for free at coffee.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with BuzzBox to be able to bring people around the world through Kiva microloans. And I think Kiva is really great because, you know, once you're able to give to help somebody achieve that thing that they want, and they know what they want. I don't know what they need in their life. Do they need a sewing machine? Do they need to be able to fix their car so they can drive a taxi? I don't know what they need, but I want to be able to help so that they can earn money and work themselves out of poverty. And Kiva allows us to do that. And then when they pay the money back, we can loan it to somebody else, too. And I think that's what's really great about it. So go get your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. When you continue to get your coffee through the subscription, you can modify it, get the kind of coffee you want delivered when you want and how much you want. It's really great service. I actually just signed up for my father-in-law so that I could go through the entire process myself on the inside. And it's really awesome. Now, I was getting my coffee already through BuzzBox because, well, you know, it's kind of the perk of doing the reads. So, but I hadn't signed up through the process.
You didn't have to go through what us lowly peons have to go through.
The rest of you peons have to go to coffee.freetalklive.com. But I did yesterday or the day before or something like that. So, anyway, give it a shot. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Before we get back into this, Johnson, I want to go to the phone here. We've got Bill calling in from Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was actually calling about the property tax that I saw. This woman basically was all over Facebook and basically losing her home to a 2011 property tax.
Yeah.
The issue that I was actually doing, we had the same problem here in Pennsylvania. Me being an honorable veteran and being qualified tax exempt, there's a little bit of issues on, you know, what they want to believe, what they don't want to believe. But what
so hold
I
on.
Up doing.
Are you telling me that in some municipalities, a veteran that is honorably discharged doesn't have to pay property taxes?
In our Pennsylvania Constitution, it says honorably discharged, served during time of war, armed.
Repeat what you said. There was some kind of cutout.
Static or an explosion.
Did we lose you, Bill?
Yep, there we go.
Apparently, he wasn't supposed to say that on the air because NSA got him.
NSA got him. Came that sounded an awful lot like a gunshot.
On Free Talk Live, you get one call a night, but if something happens...
If the NSA murders you, you get to call back.
That's right.
Or your next of kin.
Johnson.
Okay, so I guess as we go back to this story here from 4chan, the article continues to say, it's hard to tell how much of the chatter is genuine. 4chan, with its reputation for both amorality and mischief, has always attracted a crowd of lulz seekers, along with sincere racists, misogynists, and homophobes. And so this lulz thing is essentially a lot of the pranks and whatnot that they do. I mean, they're just essentially trying to stir up trouble for you know, giggles.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, they're really
griefing.
In many ways, you know, they're
4chan invented trolling.
They can be lovable trolls, but you have to sort of understand it. And at other times, they're not lovable at all.
Right. So it says, goes on, but regardless of whether the fine people of 4chan actually hope Ebola kills more people, some seem bent on helping it to do just that. On Sunday, an anonymous 4chan user took responsibility for a series of fake posts about Ebola-chan on the Nigerian website Naraland, which claimed, along with other things, among other things, that Ebola was a demon sent by a new racist cult in Europe and the USA.
Oh, boy. Hold on just a second, Johnson.
Yeah,
we got Bill back. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened. I got disconnected.
We figured it was the NSA.
Yeah, there's a clause in our Constitution that gives exemptions for actually qualified veterans. Now, taking that to my commissioner's office in my local Veterans Affairs County, they were saying that it only applied to disabled vets. But I turned around and asked them to read the actual clause, because the clause uses the word or, and or is a conclusive word of either or,
right,
meaning selection or choice. And went all the way up to senior counsel that told me they didn't know what to tell me on that. And I said, well, if that be the case and you don't know what to tell me, then that means that nobody can pay a tax and I don't know what to tell you. And you guys are supposed to know the law. What I got response was, what is your attorney saying? I said, well, listen to this. I said, our state constitution and the U.S. Constitution were written and drafted on a seventh grade level. And if I need an attorney to translate seventh grade writing to me, then I need my head examined by a proctologist.
Yeah, it sounds like they just have been implementing it as a practice in a certain way in your town and maybe towns around Pennsylvania. But, I mean, this is the thing, is laws are just words written down on a piece of paper. The government bureaucrats then do what they want. They interpret it as they wish. And they could easily have interpreted it wrong.
Well, this is what I actually brought to their attention. But here's the thing. We all live in our homes for benevolent dwelling, okay? A benevolent dwelling is not for profit, okay? Now, if we use this clause to say property tax, well, in a sense, if you really want to look at it, the government doesn't own any property, okay? The tax.
Or it owns it all.
Yeah, what's that?
Or it owns it all.
Well, we the citizens actually, by right, have inclusive rights to everything that the government has, because the government doesn't own anything, because it's a collection of paid taxes through everybody else. All the government is a manager of the money. That's it. They don't.
I like the idea. I don't tend to believe that that's how it works in practice.
Well, would you go to an attorney that's in practice, or do you want an experienced attorney that knows everything?
I assume that attorneys down south we call them liars.
Well, I guess that's the profession of the trade anyway. But if you really want to look at the big bubble, and I want to write this, I want to get you guys to understand this. Myself and my other Navy veteran that I was stationed with, we created a website for this.
Bill, I do want to hear what you have to say. I think it's interesting, and I think that, you know, maybe this will be a case that really sort of puts their growth on hold. I'd love to hear more about it. You give us a call at 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Puke.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. We were on with Bill, who was talking about apparently in the Pennsylvania Constitution, veterans who have served during wartime and been honorably discharged don't have to pay property taxes. And I want to get right back to him here, but real quick, I want to tell you about BitcoinBountyHunter.com. There are bounties right now available at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. One's worth around $16,000, as a matter of fact. So all you have to do is investigate and collect the bounty. If you can use your investigative skills to, find out who these, search people on the internet, you can win these bounties. You place your own bounty, or you can add ones, add to the ones that are there. The authorities are not going to solve many of these cases, so it's only going to be done by people like you that are working for profit. And, have the skills to figure it out. So go check it out. BitcoinBountyHunter.com. It's worth going to see what's going on there because they, I think this is new and innovative. I think this is going to be real crime-solving technology. BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Let's go back to Bill. So, Bill, did I do a reasonably good job of recapping what you were talking about?
Yes, and I was actually pulling up the Constitution that I have here in my hand, and it does affirm that. So, but let's look at this way here. For homeowners to be treated as tenants in their own home is unconstitutional. Okay.
Okay.
What has actually been implied is, well, renters pay their share. Well, that's incorrect. Because if we pay federal and state taxes that we're required to do, okay, by earned income, all right, why do homeowners have to pay that third property tax where renters are only filing their federal and state?
Now, it's interesting, because essentially what property tax is rent to the government to be able to stay on your land and your house.
That is correct. And if you look at the Constitution and read the U.S. Constitution, how do they come up with those amounts? They come up with those amounts by using what they call an appraisal and assessment method. And if you look up the words assessment and appraisal, all that is a guess. It's an opinion and a guess. It's not absolute. It has to be proven without any discriminatory practices. If I want to turn around and say, well, that house is located there, and the other house is located in another district across the street, but they're two different valuations, that's not an absolute tax. That is a guest tax, okay? I have actually filed a $15.5 million lawsuit against the Attorney General, the governor, my local county, and the Sheriff's Department, because what they're doing is unlawfully using law enforcement to be tax collectors. Okay,
and that's pretty much what they do. I mean, sheriffs have a long history in English common law of basically being just that, a tax collector.
Well, here's the thing: they are the sheriffs basically in itself. Now, if you own a mortgage on your property and they go through foreclosure, yes. However, here's the other thing. Let's back this up a little bit. You can't have your property sold without your consent. Number one. Number two, they have to abide by the Constitution, Fifth Amendment, which is due process. Okay? No government and no citizen is above the law. They have to prove beyond reasonable doubt that those amounts are, in fact, owed 100%.
Now, Bill, do you have a website for this that you know,
yes,
you're working on so
yes.
other people can try it out?
Yes.
Can you plug it?
It's R-E-S-P-T, so it stands for Real Estate School Property Tax, so RESPT.info, I-N-F-O.
Excellent. Keep us up to date on this. I'm interested in it, but, thanks
so
much.
Quickly, there is actually video and audio there that people can actually watch and see what I've actually proposed to my tax office, and they both say, I don't know what to tell you.
Thanks so much, Bill. Yeah, it's nice that the taxing authorities don't know what to tell us.
Well, they tell you pay your money or we...
That's really what they just want. Just give us more money. For God's sakes, we have things to waste your money on.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, they do. A lot of things.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things that Bill said there that kind of threw me off is he's saying that they can't take your home. And I'm thinking, you know, at least not mentioned in the Constitution, I immediately think of the Fifth Amendment where it specifically mentions eminent domain and just compensation.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I don't know that that's... I'll have to look at his site later and see what all is said. But anyway, as we were talking back to the
4chan trying to wipe out Africa.
Yeah.
So apparently what 4chan has done is they have created a anime character that they're pretending like she's a goddess with the intention of fooling West Africans into believing that white doctors worship the Ebola virus.
Right.
Does that sound right to you? And I guess that the anime character is the Ebola goddess or something.
So I guess the last thing that was said was basically this one guy admitted to claiming on some Nigerian website called Narrowland that Ebola was a demon sent by a new racist cult in Europe and the USA. The Post also claimed that some sort of Western Ebola doctors belonged to the cult. While rumors were reported by outlets like Vocative and International Business Times, Narrowland users promptly called out the trolling, much to the prankster's disappointment. And he claimed, this whole thing needs more effort. This is, of course, all in the standard in the 4chan playbook. 4chan pranks usually unfold in predictable stages. An inside joke is
of some kind is born on the boards. Its participants invent fake handles on forums or social networks to propagate it elsewhere, and everybody dances in the resulting confusion.
Right. Watching the world burn.
It made it into the news in my country, one man wrote of a Swiss article on Ebola Chan. Pretty funny. It stops being funny, of course, the instant that anyone misses the joke and takes it seriously.
And which is part of, really, the joke. I mean, let's not pretend like it's not their intention in many cases.
Right. Well,
let's look at it this way, too, is if you do believe this, do you, like, what kind of person actually believes that they're, like, white devil doctors that worship Ebola?
Right.
Hold on. There was,
and that's the whole trick behind a lot of 4chan stuff, is suckering the people who believe these sorts of things.
I agree, but about a month ago, there were some people going and trying to, you know, burn down hospitals because they didn't believe Ebola existed. And I think that this is probably what got this joke started, is this is the kind of, you know, right, the way these things happen.
There have been some doctors or workers or something killed by patients or denizens of certain African countries. Yeah, and I recall hearing about that.
Those are the people they're targeting with this joke, is, you know, hey, if we can get those people believing that, you know, that white doctors that are there trying to cure them are, in fact, Ebola-worshipping Satanists, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Well, not in sense. But
yeah. I'm laughing, but this is really horrifying.
Right. Well, right. That's the kind of jokes they make. Yeah. It's like
in January, so just to give an example, in January, 4chan's Bikini Bridge joke went viral within the internet's pro-anorexia and bulimia communities. So what the Bikini Bridge thing is in very, very thin people, the pelvic bone, you know, like the kind of like dips in. So the bikini kind of forms a bridge. Yeah. There's like a gap there.
Between the two pelvic bones.
Yeah, right. And so the idea was,
chances are you need to have a sandwich.
Right. But the essentially, I guess, the joke was to get more photos of that and, like, basically trying to say how attractive and sexy of a thing that was.
Sort of like the Gap.
Right.
Yeah. Meme that's going around.
I don't know what the Gap meme is.
There is this, well, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's a meme or like something, like, I didn't hear about it until a year or two ago, but you see it on the internet now. It's like pictures of women that they have a gap between their thighs because they're apparently...
Oh, that triangular area the bottom of the bikini area and then their thighs.
Exactly, and the thighs. Gotcha. And apparently some, you know, eating disorders having women, you know, sort of see that and they want to eat less. And it creates a bad mental state for people that are already has low self-esteem.
So needless to say, that meme went viral. And, of course, it's an enormous alarm to the National Eating Disorder Association.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a sandwich. 855-450-FREE.
That's coming.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live's live. We've been live for years. Every night from 7 p to 10 p. I can't tell you how long it's been since we've been off the air. 7 days a week. It's been like 5 years or something like that. I don't know. It's been a long time. So we are committed to bringing you a live radio program 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Puke.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. We've been talking about this situation where apparently there's a joke. I hesitate to call it that. A really dangerous joke going around on 4chan about that white doctors apparently are... The white doctors believe that Ebola is a demon and they worship it, and it's trying to confuse people in West Africa into believing that doctors are trying to kill them, I guess, or something. It's pretty frightening. But nonetheless, we'll talk about it here in a second. I want to tell you about how to get some Bitcoin. Go to expresscoin.com. They're the best choice for buying Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, whatever cryptocurrency you want to get a hold of. They make it easy, fast, completely legal, and inexpensive. They pride themselves on their customer service. As a matter of fact, they recently redid their website so that they could be even more focused on meeting your needs. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, or wire transfer. You can even make a deposit in your hometown at a credit union. It doesn't have to be your credit union, just a credit union, as long as they had shared branching. Deposit the money and have your cryptocurrencies delivered to your account within a business day. That's how fast and easy they make it at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. They've got it at ExpressCoin.com. Yes, Canadians, you're welcome. Use coupon code FTL. If you haven't done it before, use coupon code FTL. And you can get up to $40 worth of any cryptocurrency, so you can try it out without paying any fee at all. Now, I've done a lot of business with ExpressCoin, and I trust them completely, but they understand that you're going to, you know, you're going to want to try something before you, you know, jump in with both feet. So use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Pay no fee for orders under $40. ExpressCoin.com.
Okay, so continuing on this Ebola story, it's saying, in Africa, where misinformation and superstition about Ebola flourish, the risk could be particularly high of this misinformation spreading. As Reuters reported in late June, suspicion and fear of doctors has already undermined efforts to fight the disease, and that's without rumors that said doctors belong to some Ebola-worshipping death cult. And then in the article, there's an image of a post that was made, and the post's title is, "White Demon Worshippers Trying to Spread Ebola Using Witchcraft." There's a new racist cult in Europe and America. They hate Africans and worship an Ebola demoness who they call Ebola Chan. They perform magical rituals in order to spread the disease and kill people. They target the area that they want to infect and next using blood sacrifices. This is not a joke. Apparently, even some Ebola doctors are part of the cult, and instead of treating the disease, and they are deliberately spreading it. I even heard a rumor that they eat the heart of the victims because they think it grants magical protection, though I don't know if that's true. And the picture that's attached to this post is like a picture of Ebola Chan, which is this cartoon anime character with pink hair and the Ebola thing and on our, the end of her pigtails, with a holding a bloody, like a skull that's like crying tears of blood. And the picture is up against a wall that has blood splattered all over it and these like tea light candles in front of it to make it look like an altar.
Oh, yeah. You can't have a good ritual without candles.
Gotta have some candles.
So it goes on to say,
a knife with a curved blade, too.
Yeah.
Oh, those are very handy.
It goes on
Satan
to say,
loves a curved blade.
It goes on to say, 4chan's moderators seem to be aware of the problem, at least while the site didn't respond to the post.
4chan moderators? Is this an oxymoron if I'd ever heard of one?
They kind of exist, I guess. While the site didn't respond to the post's requests for comment on the issue, they've apparently started to go after the Ebola Chan threads. Mods, one user posted, Ebola Chan threads are not allowed. Please remove. But even if the mods do remove them, Ebola Chan may have done her damage, much like the damage that itself. Now that she's out there, there is no controlling her. I loved witnessing the birth of Ebola Chan, another user wrote, over the weekend. However, things are escalating to some weird levels.
And yeah, this is, I mean, you know, it's like all in fun and games until some Western doctor gets eviscerated because somebody thinks that Ebola Chan is, instead of just a silly little anime drawing, is in fact a demoness.
I mean, and it's really interesting because essentially the only people that they'd be targeting are the people that would believe this sort of nonsense, you know, like that an anime character.
Yeah, but the people that would believe these sorts of nonsense tend to be really sort of dangerous folks, right?
Right.
You know, once you start going down the demon road, it's all over.
But if they're scared of these people, I mean, you know, are they going to flee or are they going to attack? That would be the question. If they think that they can get Ebola from these magical blood doctors, you know.
The answer is yes. They will flee and or attack is really what it comes down to. You know, when you look all over the world, the idea of demons and evil spirits and mischievous spirits and things like that, this is in just about every culture known to man.
Mm-hmm.
So they're plucking at a very deep chord here. Most people believe in this stuff. I was watching some documentary called Living with the Mech.
Even here in America, there's a whole swath of people that believe in this demon called Satan. It's really silly.
That's, you know, it's one thing if you just go and say, yep, there's a God. It's the next step is like, yep, there's a devil. It's, to me, it's another step entirely to say, oh, yes, and they have minions called angels and demons. It's a big step. And when you start blaming, you know, diseases and things like that, well, we can't cure this disease because he's got a demon. I don't know. That's too much for me.
Cuckoo, but, yes.
I mean, what are the other solutions? If somebody's out there demon worshipping, I guess you gotta kill him, right? I mean, this is just all insane. This is a crazy path that demon belief takes us down.
Yes, well, there's many an example of people being burned for witchcraft in Africa. You can find stories every now and then. And, you know, then there's the, you've probably heard of the, there's the belief, allegedly in Africa, that if you have sex with a virgin, that's how you cure AIDS.
Yeah, that's the
way. You know, and it's just like, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens on that continent that
and Fortune isn't helping.
No, not at all.
if we want to get people who, you know, recently have been introduced to the ideas of science to believe the correct things, lampooning them probably isn't the way to do it.
But the children and other strange people that occupy 4chan and the other bowels of the internet, they're not too concerned with that. That's the thing that the internet brings, is super anonymity, and thus you get the most perverse of society sort of crawling around there in the dark, up with their silly little jokes.
Many of these kids have nothing to lose. They don't even realize that they have nothing to lose because they've never dealt with the consequences of any real actions before.
Right. It's really essentially like the schoolyard where kids, you always hear stories of kids doing something absolutely stupid, and as adults you point and laugh or what a shame, kids are dumb, why'd they do that? Well, now you have the internet and these kids or people that act like kids can affect the entirety of the planet, with the web. So it's fascinating.
On the schoolyard, you can, if you tease somebody and you treat them badly, you can see the consequences of that action.
Very true,
after it happens. But a lot of times, these kids they're not watching the news. They're insulated from their own actions on something like this. They have no clue how this could get outside of their control. And I don't have any good answers for dealing with it, other than 4chan can really be an asset and really be a detriment to the
internet. The other thing, too, is that people need to be smarter. And it happens with a lot of stuff where there's so much, like The Onion, will put a story out or very similar satire websites, and people will believe the stuff.
Well,
and then you don't know when you see the stories about the people believing the silly stories. Well, are those people real, or are they also like just want fame because they're faking it? Like with this microwaving your iPhone thing, are people really that dumb?
Supposedly, people have done it. The idea was that you were going to fix your iPhone in some way by microwave. You're going to charge it.
Charge the battery.
You
super
downloaded
fast.
The app.
Yes.
You downloaded an app that told you to charge your iPhone quickly in the microwave.
Yes.
And some people did that.
Allegedly. Now, I wonder, are people that dumb, or are people, do they just know that, I'll get attention if I take my old iPhone and nuke it, and then I'll take a picture and everybody will laugh.
Yeah, if your iPhone's old enough, it doesn't really matter because you've got another phone.
Some people have old phones laying around, or they're just dumb and rich.
855-450-3733. Do you have a solution to this 4chan issue? I'd love to hear it, because I can't think of one. I'd like a non-governmental solution.
Critical thinking skills.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine
medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.